Welcome to The Journey Express, where we talk about faith, friendship, and the more of God. I'm Jen Houston, and today Mel Boyd and I are going to pick up where we left off with our friend, therapist, and all-around wonderful person, Buffy Wimmer, who's joined us for the past two episodes on The Journey Express to talk about trauma and how it affects us and keeps us from becoming whole. Here is our final part of our conversation with Buffy Wimmer.
I'll just comment quickly, though. I do feel like when you're saying that, it was probably about 10 years ago. And this whole, we talk about in the Christian circles, orphan mindset,
yes,
victim mentality. Mm-hmm. All of that came up really, really strong. And so, and I feel like it has been a deep healing journey. So it was almost like an accelerated growth, mm-hmm, you know, to grow me up. There was quite a... existential?
That's perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Growth in that time, mm-hmm, to grow me into more of my, closer to my spiritual age.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So.
What a testimony.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. I'm just blown away.
Okay. Well, I just want to say good job, Mel. Good job for not being afraid to go to those places. And kind of like that quote that I read at the very beginning from Tony Collier is not, you can't heal what you can't access. And you weren't afraid to go there and
right,
to access those places. And because of that, I believe you're seeing breakthrough even in your daughter,
yes,
and in your kids. And it is for the sake of the generations to come, not just for us. It doesn't stop with us. The healing and breakthrough is for those after us and those who we pour into, I think, and mentor and spiritually pour into.
I think that's such a key too. And I know, Buffy, you would agree that it brings multiplication. Mm-hmm. And I think when we have that in our heart, we have that in our mind, then we want to go after it that much more, because mm-hmm, we're bringing breakthrough, not for, I'm repeating what you said. Mm-hmm. It's not just for us, but it's for the generations.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, Buffy, this has been amazing, mm-hmm, and profound.
Mm-hmm.
And I just pray that our listeners will just be feeling the same feelings we're feeling right now in the studio.
All the feelings.
All the feelings in our soul, yeah, in our body, in our spirit. We want to give you an opportunity to share anything else that you'd like to share that's on your heart regarding any of this or even what the Lord has been speaking to you lately.
Mm-hmm. Well, first, let me thank both of you, mm-hmm, Jen and Mel, for your transparency, mm-hmm, and vulnerability to share publicly that you have both gone to therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Though... the stigma around this has lessened through the years, I think it's not always the case within the church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so often it's, well, we're given scripture or just pray about it. We get those minimized or we feel judged. And so I thank you, too, that you're willing to share publicly.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody needs therapy.
Yeah, I do too. Amen.
Not that I'm supposed to do the therapy, but
but you're amazing.
So I want to share this quote again. I said it before, but I want you to, as listeners, to hear this. So avoidance of behaviors and trying to suppress your trauma, they just don't work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They create more damage. So it doesn't go neutral. It doesn't lessen. No, there is more and more damage that takes place. Mm-hmm. I liken it many times to a garden, maybe your vegetable garden left unattended.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen? Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's overgrowth, but there's also weeds, mm-hmm, and there's pestilence, bugs. And that's what begins to happen to us, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. Probably another thing that I'd like to share is, though I have, as I mentioned, I've walked with the Lord for almost 50 years, I have remained with a spirit of being teachable.
Mm.
And I've asked the Lord to always give me that. And so because I am a learner, I love to see when I read scripture over and over and over again, what have I missed? And guess what? It's a lot.
There's always something.
There's always something. And so my husband and I are in a group, a small group of other couples, and we're going through some material that was brand new to me. It's called The Journey. And The Journey is connected to what's called the Influencers, and this is a group that's been around for a good long time out of Arkansas. And it is really a discipleship because it's a 9-month commitment. Now, in our culture, hardly anybody makes it past 3 months,
right?
Much less 9 months in a small group. But we have been, moving straight through it. And just this last couple of weeks or so in our study, we have been talking about and studying what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so there, the author gave an analogy, a word picture, of a sailboat. So if you would let me, I'd like to share part of this because it was so impactful for me as we've been talking here about this continuity. How do we stay within this place and not step in and jump back out into old behaviors? And so the author, as I said, uses the sailboat, and the boat, it represents where we carry our most precious cargo. All right, so there are things that we will have that are necessary to us. But when you think about what's in your boat, there's a real option as you grow in the Lord and allow this continuation of being filled with Holy Spirit to see what's unnecessary. That's in your boat. What needs to either be left on the dock, you know, or literally thrown into the water. The next is the sail. I think most of us would understand that obviously this is the necessary part of the boat. You have to have a sail if you're going to go sailing. And it catches the wind and it helps the boat obviously move forward or whatever direction. But if the sailor does not understand how to raise the sail and maneuver it, he doesn't lift his anchor, he doesn't use the rudder, then the sail itself is useless.
Right.
You know, Paul uses that analogy, or actually I think Jesus did, about the wind when he talked about Holy Spirit. And so we then go into the rudder, and that in our life represents our God-given rights to either choose or reject to follow God.
Wow.
And this is the relationship that God wants us to have as we are filled with Holy Spirit. He still wants us to be in this relationship of we choose yes or we choose no. And that's what the rudder represents, the anchor. Obviously, anchors are there to help us stay put, to be immovable. But I think in here, in this analogy, it's what could be holding us back.
Wow.
And that we may be anchored to something, and we only get so far in this Christian walk with, in this place of healing, because we're anchored to, maybe it's the love of money. I don't know. Maybe it's, yeah, it could even be places of unforgiveness. Sometimes it's holding as idols particular people or things that weigh us down and we're anchored to, and we don't think we can let go of that. But it hinders and slows that down in our desire of wanting to be out on the ocean depths and have an amazing journey. So I have loved that, and I'm very much a picture person. I'm very visual. And so I actually have, I think, two pictures in my office of sailboats. So it resonated with me. But along with that, I think what's even better than being filled with Holy Spirit, and I think when we were talking earlier, I mentioned maybe this thought of abiding.
Yeah.
you know, back to the basics.
Yes.
And Mel, I think this was something else that I would want to leave here, though my jam is trauma. It's what I do. It's what I feel alive to do. I feel God's pleasure over me when I sit with my clients and we do this. But I can't do what I do without first deeply abiding in Jesus. So he truly is the bedrock of healing.
Yeah.
He is the bedrock of healing. I would encourage, if you've not read it in a while, listeners, to go back and read and reread. Maybe decide you're going to do this the whole month of December before you go into 2023, the book of John, chapter 15, 1 through 17.
Yeah.
That's some of my most favorite verses. But when somebody repeats a word like Jesus did over and over and over again, he knew the propensity of what we little wayward sheep would do.
Right. Right.
We've got to remain and obviously love each other. So when I talk about basics, not just abiding, but get into your Bible every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Make time. It's priority. Pray. Spend time with Jesus. Mm. Have a date on your calendar, just you and the Lord. Get to know who he really, really is. Not who you've been told he is or who you may think he is. Discover who he says he is. And then I just say, slow this fast-paced world of yours down.
Come on.
Yep.
And choose to not be in that rat race.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my favorite is just breathe.
Yeah. It's that simple.
It can be.
Yeah, it's just like listening to you talk is just like washing, like permission to slow down. Even that right there is so refreshing.
Yes.
And so you're, as a listener, just invited into that invitation to slow down. You have permission granted. I haven't used that phrase in a couple of episodes, but I had said that a lot in the beginning of our podcast. But this has been so delightful. And wonderful and practical and deep. And we are so grateful for you, Buffy. Thank you just for pouring out everything that you did here today. I know it's going to multiply, as Mel has said before. It's going to multiply. And that seeds of truth that you have shared are going to grow a great harvest, I know, in our lives and those who listen to this, no matter when it is. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And I just will conclude my little portion of this conversation with a quote that you shared with us before we recorded. And you just said, we really need to get back to the depths of the basics. And I think that goes dovetailed into slowing down and go back into the basics, because we will never exhaust the mystery of the basics at all.
No.
Yeah, and it's obedience. That's another word. That's a now word for me, is just being obedient. Mm-hmm. Go back to that thing that Jesus said to you a couple years ago, you know, that you neglected to do. Oh, this is something also I'd like to end with is you were talking just now about knowing Jesus and spending time with him. And I was just in a classroom yesterday at my kid's school, and I was sharing with some sixth grade girls, they were so precious, about prayer and the importance of prayer. Mm-hmm. And I felt like the Lord wanted me to share with them, and I'll share now, is our voice is like our fingerprint. It is unique to us. And when we open our mouths and speak specifically to heaven, heavenward, towards the Lord, he listens, and it is unique, and it's intimate, and it's special. Mm-hmm. And so we need to make ourselves known to him. We want to know him, and we've had a guest on here before, Tammy Shea, who said, the Lord wants to know you, and he knows everything about us. But when we offer the depths of our hearts, the depths of our souls, and everything that's going on, when we offer it to him, even in therapy, like, it doesn't have to be this segregated moment. It can be a lifestyle of revealing who we are to him and inviting him into all these places. He loves nothing more. His delight is in that because we're taking refuge in him. Yeah. And so anyways, this is just, I think, another way to strengthen our spirit, our spiritual life. And he won't say to us at the end of the age, depart from me, I never knew you. Mm-hmm. And this is a great way to make ourselves known to the Lord. So anyways, thank you. Thank you, Buffy. Mm-hmm. Mel, do you want to share anything as we land this conversation?
I just want to thank you, Buffy, really. This was just so good. And I just felt like, you know, when we're talking about therapy and things like that, but I kind of looked at it like you're a midwife, you know, that you're just in who you are and who God has created you to be. Because I was just sitting here, I'm like, wow, what an honor to just sit here and just listen. You've walked a little bit more life than Jen and I have, and we just have such respect and honor for you and what you've had to share with us and our listeners. So there's just a lot of gratefulness going on today. So Buffy, would you pray for us and pray for our listeners?
I would be honored to. And so before I pray, I want everybody just to take a deep breath. And then exhale. We worship you, Father, for you are holy, you are lovely, you are magnificent, you are God. We praise you, Jesus, for the intimate relationship that you desire to always have with us. And spirit, oh my goodness, life would be so hard if it weren't for you. And so I do intercede for any woman, man, child that one day, if not this next week, or maybe it's 5 years from now, that listens to this podcast, that you enter in, you walk through their walls, and you pull them close to you, and you bring healing and hope once again, especially in their places of despair and brokenness, of sadness, of loss, of desperateness. I thank you for just the men and women that have gone before me that know about these theories and therapies. And thank you, I get the opportunity to integrate that into lives of your kids. And so I pray blessing, I pray favor, and I pray health. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. I receive that. Thank you so much, Buffy. Thanks again for being with us here on The Journey Expressed. And thank you so much to our listeners. We are so honored that you would be with us on this journey. And we hope you have a wonderful Christmas, and we will catch you next time.